Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 2, Winsome Witnesses, the power of personal testimony. Summary. Here on my side, there is a piece of art made by the artist Maximilian Jantsche from Austria, a Seventh-day Adventist artist. And we see a painting made by him which reports a time 500 years ago, what happened in Europe, in Germany. A German student of the law made a radical change in his life and became a monk. We heard of Paul. What I've been before, what was the turning point, what I'm now. And the turning point in Martin Luther's life was this lightning coming down from heaven, smashing him to the ground. And then he changed from law to theology, God's law. But it was the church's law, what he had to study. But then, when he had become professor at the university in Wittenberg, he studied the Bible so that he could tell his students what's written in this book. And the more he studied, the more he saw the difference. The difference between the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, he was a monk, and what is written in the Bible. And he saw, there is no harmony. There is a difference. And he talked about these differences and held up the Bible. And so he was called to the diet at Worms, April 1521. The Emperor Charles V, 21 years old, of the family Habsburg from Austria. He was the new emperor. It was the first diet with the new emperor. And Luther was called to be there. And he was called to do something which was not easy for Luther to follow. He should say, everything what I have said up to now was nonsense. I changed completely. And I apologize for writing these books, and I want to be in harmony with the Roman Catholic Church again. Otherwise, he would be dead. And Luther, he said, after 1 hour, here I stand. I cannot act in another way. God may help me. He refused to change truth into a lie. And then, on his way home, an attack. He was taken to prison on the castle of Wartburg. And there we see this painting. What What did he do there? Writing, 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 writing. And then translating the New Testament. Do you see his eyes? Look at his face. This eagerness. He wants to open the eyes of the people. He wants to tell them the truth, even if he has to die for that. He has discovered the truth. His desire has been fulfilled. His sins are forgiven. He has been born anew. And everybody shall know it, how to become a new person, newborn person. And this was the Reformation. A person witnessed. What a powerful person he was, because he witnessed what he had experienced with Jesus Christ.